Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Na Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Itna itna hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Gopinata Radha Gopinata Sri Radhe Ora Premanandi Hari Hari Bo I'm sorry, I have already, but...
The more the better.
thank you, very kind. I would like to welcome all of you for the second part of the Gaura Katha. In the first part, we heard about Prakashananda Saraswati, the undisputed leader of the spiritual scene of Varanasi. He was known as a scholar of the Vedas, and as someone who trained others in the process of meditation and study of the Vedas. When he heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very, very disturbed, especially as news came to him that one of his best friends, the second most important man of spiritual India, had become his follower. He actually thought this is only possible by sorcery, by occult powers. But when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his effulgence, his meekness, he thought that maybe I have wronged him. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had answered his question why he did not study the Vedas by saying that my spiritual master gave me the Maha Mantra, instead he told me I would not be qualified to study the Vedas. He thought this is all fine and well. Yes, we are not so intelligent in this age of Kali, but one can keep Krishna prema, the love of Krishna, in his mind, but he must be connected to the Vedas, no? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said, if you mean with the study of the Vedas, the commentary of Shankaracharya, then I must tell you, you are wrong and Shankaracharya is wrong. I understand the Vedas very well, but I'm not at all impressed by the misleading commentary of Shankaracharya. This was a war cry. So he said, Prakashananda said, then explained it better. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it. And this is where we start. He said, God has a spiritual form. It's not that he is formless like Shankaracharya interprets the Vedas to mean. And he is attained only by prema and by bhakti. As he was talking on about Krishna, his qualities of mercy to the fallen, Prakashananda could feel immediately this change in his heart. When a devotee talks from his heart about Krishna, the audience is totally affected. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in his incredibly sweet way, everyone in the crowd felt intoxicated with his divine being. Prakashananda, after hearing Mahaprabhu explain, could only say, this is so good. Not only could I not find any criticism and when you defeated Shankaracharya, but I'm highly attracted to what you have spoken about the personal God and love of God. Please become my guru and teach me Krishna prema. But then when he had said like this, the flood swept back. His emotions had gone forward, like maybe you have seen in your life at highlights or high points in your spiritual life. You wanted to surrender to Krishna. You wanted to be the ideal version of yourself, always 24 hours during 7 days a week. But then the flood of your enthusiasm swept back. Prakashananda thought, I'm the leader here. when I'm defeated in front of all my disciples? This can't go on. The whole town talks already about the avatar. I defiled him. Did I fast and slept on the ground all these years for this shameful defeat? All is gone. How can I now go to him, surrender, and make a fool out of myself? Now, as Prakashananda was struggling in his mind about what to do, he was surprised that he could not even find a trace of desire to take revenge. The Lord had taken possession of his entire heart. All what Prakashananda Saraswati saw was the golden face in front of him. All what he heard was the musical voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And mind you, Prakashananda had not allowed any feelings in his heart for many years. He describes this in a wonderful later composition. He said, "A being stronger than myself has forcibly taken possession of me. A golden thief has stolen my religious faith founded upon the Vedas. The thief has broken all my rules. He has taken my prejudice against Kirtan away. And now I'm inclined to poetry and drama, things I thought were Maya. Even my eating and sleeping has become irregular. I'm occupied day and night with thoughts of the golden thief. Would that not be very nice if it would happen to us? Sometimes we find other things invading our minds. Other people than Krishna sitting on the throne of our memory. And from morning till evening, we somehow seem to see with the eyes of our mind these other people. And at times they are not even very kind to us. They have hurt us. But Saraswati, Prakashananda Saraswati, was so lucky that no one else than Gauranga Mahaprabhu had taken possession of him. Let us pray for becoming occupied like that. He actually felt he was getting mad. He locked himself into his kutir for 3 days, where he was not eating and not sleeping. He was just thinking about what had happened to him. Now, what happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to Varanasi, and he had asked his devotees to arrange for him a solitary hut where he could be by himself. But after the talk went around the town of how he had influenced Prakashananda, had destroyed all his earlier beliefs in the explanation of Shankaracharya and the Vedas and all that, his hut was constantly surrounded by a large crowd who was just staying there to catch one more glimpse of the avatar. Imagine you would have been at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think you would also have, in the words of Gokrishna, hung around, you know, and you would have waited. When is he coming out of that hut? And I can see his tall, large golden body from which waves of ecstasy came constantly and touched people's heart. You know, he was always in a different state of consciousness. He walked differently. He had his eyes half closed. He would say, Krishna, Krishna, totally overwhelmed with the memory of the Lord. So the opportunity was there. 3 times a day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his solitary hut to take his bath in the Ganga. He would go, absorbed in his own mood, to the Ganga, take his bath, offer prayers to Ganga, and then return. So on that day, which everything changed, the Lord paid a visit to the temple of Bindu Madhava. Who has seen the temple of Bindu Madhava in Varanasi? Should I tell you how it looks? It's actually in a courtyard. There is a building, not very large, and in that building, I would say it's as tall as maybe from here to the curtain, not taller. There is a square opening which is protected with old iron bars, because it's described that the Lord had in the past left the altar and gone roaming around in Varanasi. Yes. So it's a beautiful small deity, I would say, tall like this. You know, when you mention the size of the deity, like Radha Gopinath, a tall like this, you should always show like this. It means it goes up unlimitedly and it goes down unlimitedly. So the size of the deity is unlimited. This is, when you show like this, that would limit him, but if you show like this, that would be unlimited. How tall is your baby? You would say like this, who has just been born. How tall is the Lord? Like this. Unlimited. So small deity like this, very dark, but what I notice is his eyes are really looking. They are full of light. So Mahaprabhu saw this deity, and he was thrown into an ocean of ecstasy. He started to sing and to dance and again call out, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
So the people heard this. They were stealthily following him to catch a glance as he was going through the narrow little streets of Varanasi. But then the Lord always would call, after the darshan, Hari, Hari, and they started to respond. So the whole town was echoing, Hari, Hari, and the Lord started to dance and come into the trance of love of God. When Prakashananda heard the whole town on fire with this Hari, Hari, he said, this is my chance. I have seen him talk. I have seen him approaching us, but I have never seen him in his trance of love of Godhead. I've never seen him dancing. Raja, you are just at the right moment coming in. Let me run there. And he said to his disciple, I'm breaking my fast. I'm getting out of my heart. It's anyway dark here. I want to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he was approaching the kirtan, and the center of the kirtan, he had to push his way through the crowds. And he felt excitement in his heart. He ran faster and faster until he was an orange flash. Have you ever been in the situation where you tried to meet a Sankirtan party doing kirtan in the street and you heard in the distance ching, 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 and you knew they're there. And you try to walk composed because after all you're an important Hare Krishna member. But then you have enough of your composed, reserved attitude and you run to join the kirtan. This was Prakashananda. What he saw was exceeding all his expectations. He later described it in his own words. He said, I pay my obeisances to the best of all masters, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose whole body is pervaded with spiritual ecstasy, who is dancing with the most graceful movement of his feet. It must, you know, graceful movement of the feet must be very amazing dancing steps. His golden arms are uplifted with his body swaying to and fro. Again and again, he calls out that supreme name that gives joy to all. Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And thus, he withdraws all the evil from the world. So when Prakashananda stood there and saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing with his beautiful feet and turning around and jumping and running left and right, he thought he must be God, because from his eyes there is a torrent of tears. It was a flood of tears which sprinkled the garments of the devotees. Would you like to be sprinkled by the tears of Lord Chaitanya? Of course, I think. He thought, so much nectar comes out of his eyes. Where is it all coming from? Up till now, the Lord was for Prakashananda only the best of masters. But when he saw him dancing and chanting, a profound change announced itself. Let us reflect for a moment of Prakashananda's journey. First, he was purified from his pride and passion when he heard the wonderful explanations of the Vedas from the lotus mouth. But then the second stage was the truth of what he had heard, but his own vanity had a fierce struggle with him. Don't we all feel this at times? We know we should surrender. We know it is time for the next step. We know there is a divine call for us, but inside our heart, there's either fear or there's outright stubborn rebellion going on. Then he came to the kirtan and he felt attracted for the to the Lord and understood the Lord was God. But one thing on his journey was still missing. Who of you could tell us what Prakashananda was missing in order to come to full Krishna consciousness? Devotion.
Whoever you are, this is a very profound answer. Yes, devotion or love, prema bhakti, that was missing. Now, as he watched the kirtan of the Lord, he couldn't breathe any longer. It was so exciting. And then something entered his being. Of course, he breathed a little bit. He started to move about, first a little shy and awkward, maybe like a stork who tries to dance, imitating a little bit the movements of the Lord. But then every nerve of his was affected, and he cried tears of regret at first, but then soon tears of love. This was the first time this man who had fasted, done austerities, meditated for 5 hours non-stop a day without shifting his body even for a little bit. This man who had expressed the Vedic truth in the Shankara tradition in multiple forums, he actually had forbidden himself any little trace of emotion, condemning it as maya, as sentimentalism, as something which the low-class people did. Now he fell in love with the Lord, and his tears washed him clean of all his offenses against the Lord. All the fear of public opinion left him. He started to sob like a little child. Now, as he was doing this, he fell down to the ground. It's difficult to say if he did it voluntarily, deliberately, or if it was a strong force that overcame him, so that he felt compelled to offer his obeisances to the Lord. Now, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had noticed anything. When he danced and when he sang, he was typically in an untouched chetana, that is a very withdrawn consciousness. He was very much inside of himself. He had no perception of the outer world. He would be there, there would be a crowd around him. He would only see Krishna and no one else. When he heard the noise of the crowd and when he saw the leader of India spirituality, you know, the Brahmavadi thing, he came out of his trance and he paid his obeisances to Prakashananda Saraswati. He is very, very, very humble. Prakashananda Saraswati said, no, you must be God. Don't pay obeisances to me. This was the wrong thing to say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became stern and said, see me in the evening. Mahaprabhu typically would not expose any cultured person to a public discussion because he was afraid that the person would lose his face in the eyes of the common people and he would have the important discussions one-on-one. Says, come in my hut. In the evening, Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur came in the hut. He was not prepared what happened then. When he entered the hut, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply embraced him. And the moment he embraced Prakashananda Saraswati, a surge of divine spiritual energy went into his heart. Prakashananda was now a lover of God and he fainted and the Lord fainted with him. Both of them fell to the ground. Hare Krishna. Then after some time, Prakashananda got up and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you better leave this place. Better you go to Vrindavan. But I have found you. I've just found you. No, this is dangerous for you. You will be praised. You're so famous. Start a new life. Start new from the beginning. And whenever you feel my separation intensely, then you will have my sight in your heart. This is a blessing Mahaprabhu gave typically to all his devotees. Whenever you feel the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you really feel it, watch the screen of your heart and you will see him coming up more clear than the TV picture of the BBC television company. Yes. Prakashananda knew this was an order. He had no choice in the matter. He said, in all my life, I had torn all the ties that kept me chained to the world. But then what happened? You, the great golden dancer, have again bound me with the chain of love to you. And he said, I pay my obeisances to the all-merciful divine master whose mere touch or sight or mercy is enough to bestow love even upon those who are far away from him if they pay respects to him in their hearts. Such is the power of the Lord that even if you are far away from him, like now, this is 500 years later than this event, if you, if you pay respect to the Lord in your heart, then he, by his mercy, gives you love of Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we know that if we take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the avatar of Kirtan, the avatar of love of Godhead, then although we are disqualified, although we may not have done very strict sadhana in our life, although we may have doubts and weaknesses, but if we connect strongly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time the Lord will appear in our heart and personally remove the obstacles which are there and which keep us away from Krishna. We will now do a little kirtan where we will pay respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our heart. I will guide you in this. But before, let us all look at the Celtic harp and even more, the person who is behind the Celtic harp, who has given us so much pleasure this evening. Thank you very much, Alicia. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us a prayer. He says, why was I not present when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared? I could have carried his water pot. Why was I not present? Even as a Mayavadi, an impersonalist, sitting next to Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur and overhearing the discussion, I would have been convinced. I would have become also a follower of Gauranga Mahaprabhu from my entire heart. I would have been there in the kirtan where my former master started to dance, chant, jump, and roll on the ground in ecstasy together with all his other disciples. I would also have jumped, danced, cried, rolled about on the ground in ecstasy. As we hear today, even though we may not have been present,
at those and other pastimes, if we pay our respect, even from the distance of 500 years, sitting somewhere next to the town of Brussels, planning for the evening kirtan, if we pay our respectful obeisances to that Mahaprabhu, he will also give us love. So let us pay our respect. Think of the scenes which you have heard and sing the holy name with some devotion for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Time, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare. Please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare time, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, a little louder. Oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna ke tare hare hare Rama hare Rama 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 hare hare Krishna Kitare Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama One more time Hare Kitare Krishna Krishna Kitare Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One last time, please, all together.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. May we all, from time to time, pay our respects to Lord Chaitanya, even from the distance. Distant by years, distant by consciousness, distant by circumstances, but still willing to take superior help, and then for sure he will not deny himself to us.